I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1927. That was the day the California School Employees Association was founded. Today, the union includes more than 215,000 members. But it all started with just 9 men and 1 woman. This group of determined Oakland custodians wanted to improve their voice on the job. They had come together to support an elderly custodian who could not afford to retire because public school employees did not have a pension plan. They met for 3 days to develop the framework of their union. Their first priority was to establish retirement benefits for custodians. Just 1 year after the union was founded, they met their first goal. They helped to push a bill through the California legislature that provided retirement for all school employees, not just teachers. Within 10 years, the union had grown to 10,000 members. They continued to work through the legislative process to win a 40-hour work week, sick leave, and protections against age discrimination. For decades, the union has stood on the front lines against the drastic public education budget cuts. During the 1980s, the union pushed for the cleanup of asbestos in California schools. They knew this was important for the health and safety of both the union members and the students they served. Since then, the California School Employees Association has continued to fight for safe schools and fair working conditions. In 2001, they affiliated with the AFL-CIO. Today, the union represents members who perform security work, food service, office and clerical work, maintenance, transportation, and library services. In short, without these essential workers, there would be no public education. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.